Jasher chapter 83. And in the 12th month, in the 23rd day of the month, Moses took Aaron and his sons, and he dressed them in their garments, and anointed them, and did unto them as the Lord had commanded him. And Moses brought up all the offerings which the Lord had on that day commanded him. Moses afterward took Aaron and his sons and said to them, For 7 days shall you remain at the door of the tabernacle, for thus am I commanded. And Aaron and his sons did all that the Lord had commanded them through Moses, and they remained for 7 days at the door of the tabernacle. And on the 8th day, being the 1st day of the 1st month, in the 2nd year from the Israelites' departure from Egypt, Moses erected the sanctuary. And Moses put up all the furniture of the tabernacle and all the furniture of the sanctuary, and he did all that the Lord had commanded him. Moses called to Aaron and his sons, and they brought the burnt offering and the sin offering for themselves and the children of Israel, as the Lord had commanded Moses. On that day, the 2 sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, took strange fire and brought it before the Lord, who had not commanded them. And a fire went forth from before the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord on that day. Then on the day when Moses had completed to erect the sanctuary, the princes of the children of Israel began to bring their offerings before the Lord for the dedication of the altar. And they brought up their offerings, each prince for 1 day, a prince each day for 12 days. And all the offerings which they brought, each man in his day, 1 silver charger weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mingled with oil for a meat offering. 1 spoon weighing 10 shekels of gold, full of incense. 1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the 1st year for a burnt offering, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of 1 year old. Thus did the 12 princes of Israel day by day, each man in his day. And it was after this, in the 13th day of the month, that Moses commanded the children of Israel to observe the Passover. And the children of Israel kept the Passover in its season in the 14th day of the month, as the Lord had commanded Moses, so did the children of Israel. And in the 2nd month, on the 1st day thereof, the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Number the heads of all the males of the children of Israel, from 20 years old and upward, thou and thy brother Aaron, and the 12 princes of Israel. And Moses did so, and Aaron came with the 12 princes of Israel, and they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. And the numbers of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers, from 20 years old and upward, were 603,550. But the children of Levi were not numbered amongst their brethren, the children of Israel. And the number of all the males of the children of Israel from 1 month old and upward was 22,273. And the number of the children of Levi from 1 month old and above was 22,000. And Moses placed the priests and the Levites, each man to his service and to his burden, to serve the sanctuary of the tabernacle, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And on the 20th day of the month, the cloud was taken away from the tabernacle of testimony. At that time, the children of Israel continued their journey from the wilderness of Sinai. And they took a journey of 3 days, and the cloud rested upon the wilderness of Paran. There the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, for they had provoked the Lord in asking him for meat that they might eat. And the Lord hearkened to their voice, and gave them meat which they ate for 1 month. But after this the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he smote them with a great slaughter, and they were buried there in that place. And the children of Israel called that place Kibroth Hattaavah, because there they buried the people that lusted flesh. And they departed from Kibroth Hattaavah and pitched in Hazeroth, which is in the wilderness of Paran. And whilst the children of Israel were in Hazeroth, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Miriam on account of Moses, and she became leprous, white as snow. And she was confined without the camp for 7 days until she had been received again after her leprosy. And the children of Israel afterward departed from Hazeroth and pitched in the end of the wilderness of Paran. At that time, the Lord spoke to Moses to send 12 men from the children of Israel, one man to a tribe, to go and explore the land of Canaan. And Moses sent the 12 men, and they came to the land of Canaan to search and examine it. And they explored the whole land from the wilderness of Sin to Rehob, as thou comest to Chamoth. And at the end of 40 days they came to Moses and Aaron, and they brought him word as it was in their hearts. And 10 of the men brought up an evil report to the children of Israel of the land which they had explored, saying, "It is better for us to return to Egypt than to go to this land, a land that consumes its inhabitants." But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were of those that explored the land, said, "The land is exceedingly good. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us to this land and give it to us. For it is a land flowing with milk and honey." But the children of Israel would not hearken to them. And they hearkened to the words of the 10 men who had brought up an evil report of the land. And the Lord heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, and he was angry and swore, saying, "Surely not one man of this wicked generation shall see the land from 20 years old and upward, excepting Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But surely this wicked generation shall perish in this wilderness, and their children shall come to the land, and they shall possess it." So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness for 40 years until the end of that wicked generation, because they did not follow the Lord. And the people dwelt in the wilderness of Paran a long time, and they afterward proceeded to the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea.